You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
New Jersey lawmakers approve a nearly $59 billion state budget with more than $700 million added to the governor's initial proposal late Friday night. Let's get the latest from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Senate and Assembly budget committees delayed votes on the budget bill until almost midnight on Friday. Trenton Republicans and some progressive groups called this process a joke. Senate Minority Leader Anthony Bucco says New Jersey deserves better than this.
There's no accountability, no long-term planning, and absolutely no transparency.
The budget raises taxes on home sales over $2 million. The previous proposal was homes over $1 million. It also raises taxes on online gambling and cigarettes by 30 cents a pack. Democrats say this fully funds schools, pensions, property tax rebates, and maintains a $6.7 billion surplus. There is a structural deficit, with the state spending $1.5 billion more than it collects in taxes. Budget Chair Paul Sarlo says people had plenty of time to take a look at the budget, so he doesn't want to hear anything about transparency concerns.
Yes, it was over a weekend, but it's been in the public domain for 2.5 days.
Some of the money added at the last minute will go towards community colleges. This is the final budget of the term-limited Governor Phil Murphy administration. Next year, either Mikey Sherrill or Jack Cittarelli will sign off on the bill. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.